Before I start the sugya, I want to give into my Sahara a little. Don't get all excited, nothing excited. You know, people ask about how you remember Gemaras that you learned. Not so much. When things happen, things come up, and you've learned the Shaila, you don't remember, you go back to your notes, you go back to the Makar. That's how a person remembers. The person goes back and he checks. That, even then you're not guaranteed, but there are a lot of halachas that have come up over the years where I learned something and you know, I forget the lamaisa, and then it comes up and I have to go back to my notes and I remember. Yesterday, in the afternoon, I was at a Rabbana meeting, and the following Shaila came up, and I was all excited, except that I didn't remember. I remember the Nidain, but I didn't remember the Psak. And I hope this will sound a little familiar to you, except it will give a little color to something we learned. And you'll take the time, as I hope I will, I didn't last night, to go back to your notes. Really, we went through the sugya. They say about the Chazai Nish, that when they came to him with a Shaila, they came to him with the Dateline Shaila, International, they needed a psak right away. He went to his box where he had his notes. He found his old notes on Rosh Hashanah that he wrote 25 years earlier. And he went through the whole Shaila and he read his notes and all, you know, he was able to pass him. But he went to the Shaila when it wasn't Halacha L'maisa. He probably never dreamt when he was in Europe that I'd be asking him an International Dateline Shaila. Yeah. Let me tell you the Maisa. It's a Maisa Shaila, it's a true story. There's a woman who works part-time as a cashier in the supermarket. And she works when they're busy. Supermarkets, on Erev Shabbos, Pesach time, Purim time, they need extra cashiers. And she goes in, she works behind the register. And her deal is that they trust her. She has a tzedakah. She writes on a piece of paper how many hours she works. She writes the date and the number of hours. Whenever she wants to be paid, she lets it accrue. And once a month, or once in 3 weeks, or once in 5 weeks, she gives it to the controller of the supermarket, and she gets paid. And this is the way she was doing it for a number of years. She stopped working there about 8-9 months ago. And last month, she found in her house a piece of paper from last year Pesach. It was a busy time. She put in a number of hours. She had it up with the date and the number of hours she worked. And she figures that she forgot to give it. She's sure that she forgot to give it in because every time she had it settled, she gave it in. And she was paid. She didn't make duplicates. She didn't keep records. And something, she was paid cash. She didn't keep a cashman of it. So she found a settle and she went to the supermarket and she gave it in. They said, what's this? They said, this is something I forgot to give in last year. So they said, what are you talking about? You know, you gave in a settle every month. You know, I'm not going to pay you now from last year. They didn't keep track, they don't have records, but they're saying that we probably paid you last year. And she's saying that she's sure she wasn't paid. So she's a Bari. And they're a Shema. Normally a Bari B'Shema, the Bari can't be Maisi Mamet. However, here, the supermarket owner is Maida that she worked. He doesn't say it's not true she worked. Maida she worked. She's Bari. She says she's sure. She never made duplicate tefloch, and every time she was paid, she gave it in. She says she did. And the company is Maida she worked. They're not saying it's not true you worked. They're just saying that maybe we paid you. So that's the case of any day on Paraticha. Like, I know I borrowed, I don't know if I paid back. But any day in Paraticha, the halacha is that the Bari wins. If I'm a Shema, I don't know if I paid you, and I know I was once hired. But the Bari wins. This part of it is easy. So it's a Bari the Shema, and it's any day in Paraticha. She's like a Mutzik, and the Neila, she should win. We had enticed this on your faith on the bank, that you need a Bari Tive and a Shema Garua. If you Bari the Shema, you need a Bari Taiv and a Shema Garua. So, to jog our memories, what's a Bari Taiv? What's a Bari Taiv?
For the person
you want. When you're saying Bari, you knew the other person may might be able to deny it. See, it's a baritai, because it's true. The other person may have been able to deny it. So it is a baritai. What is a Shema Geruah? What Shema Geruah means? What's the Shvach Shema? Shema, Havalei Leidat, they should have known. Now here, normally to be Maitzi, you need a baritai and a Shema Geruah. In this particular case, it's a baritai. But it's not a Shema Geruah, because there's no taina on the store, they should have known. The whole dealing is a cash dealing. So while it's true it's a bari tayf, but it's not a shema garua. Shema garua means you should have known your shema isha. Here it's not a shema garua because they don't keep track. No store keeps track of record of their part-time cash employees. So comes out it's a bari tayf, but it's not a shema garua. I remember that we declared when you have bari tayf and shema garua, which half is the main thing? Is the ikker that the bari is a bari tayf? Or is the ikka the shema? The shema is the shema garua. What is the kayak that a bari the shema has, that a bari wins? Is the ikka the bari pa, the bari tai pa? Or is the ikka the shema that the shema is a garua? It's a very fine one, bishachilah. So when we learned this, I didn't have any halacha ma'aseh to think of. But this case is mamish that neither. The bari, which is time. So she can time it to bari tai, I want to be mighty mamim. But he could time that way. You need shema garua, it's not a shema garua. So we really have to go back to the notes. And two ways of doing it. You could start looking for Shulchan Aruch and Mefarshim again. It's much easier when you learn to sukkah, you have notes. You go back, you look through the notes, and you could try to see. I don't remember. I remember we talked about it, but I don't remember what we said.
Why would
you to go back, what? Remember we said, Bari the Shema. Why doesn't the Shema have a Migul? You could have said he's a Bari. I told you it's a club kasha. I don't feel big. A lot of guys couldn't figure out why. Right, every bari the shema. The shema has an ego. They could have said they're a bari. The answer is the shema means that we believe you. Amigo makes that we believe you what you say. If you say a shema, an amigo bari, we believe you're a shema. You're still a shema. Right? Amigo gives you an emanis. Bari the shema, the shema can't hide amigo. Even with the amigo, it's still a shema. Why isn't it a raise so that she didn't make a claim? You could clear why it's not a raise, except for the fact that her work was very uneven. It was a very uneven type of thing. Right? She worked one day and a different day, it wasn't so good. And the feeling is that these types of things happen. I mean, in an ideal world, everyone's organized, but a mother with children and the house, it doesn't seem that it's clear that it's such a raise. So now we talked about also, is it a real bari? But she says she's a bari because the way she wants it. She never made two settlers, a full settler. It's got a number of hours. The total bill was $600. Quite a number of hours. Right?
How did she get that?
But she says she never wrote duplicate settlers.
How did she
forget
how much money that's
open? Some people are not as organized as you. Some people are as organized as you. Some people, many of us forget these types of things. Maybe she couldn't find the circle. She thinks she wasn't going to go without that. Okay, this is all probably part of the need. But the part that's negated to us, it gives color to the whole thing. And hopefully, I'm not sure. If you ask me a year from now, I probably remember the shadow, but I don't remember if I remember the stock. I'm hoping that now I'll go back to my notes. I'll look at it slowly. Maybe I'll speak it out of Shul Shal Shuddis. Not for the sake of my Balabak, but for the sake of me, I should remember. And I'll find some other time to speak it out. If I speak it out enough times, maybe I'll remember it. I'll be going with somebody somewhere in the car, and I'll mention to him the Shailam. You know, when I travel with someone, I tell him the Shailam, because I mean, he's interested. He's not interested. He's interested. I do it, so I should remember. The more people you tell it to, the more you remember. You say it over at the Shabbos table. But people in the family are interested. If they're totally not interested, they're a little interested. It's already kedai to say it over because it helps you remember. Okay, let's learn the next Gemara. The funny thing is, this next Gemara, the shaila of whether to bury stillborn, the fallen, somebody has a miscarriage, to bury or not, It's also a sugya that I learned, you know, I learned when I was in the Mishpat. And I remember it, because I remember the first person in my shul who had the shaila. His wife was carried, you have to know about burying. I remember the first time it happened, I went to the shaila. Even though I worked at yeshiva, but I remember it because of the shaila that came up. Now let's learn the Gemara and we'll see what's Megea to us. Totally separate sugya which comes in Derech Agav. So let's see. Tananot, we learned the Mesechus Olas. Hatluliyais, Hakraivais, Beinliyah, Beinliderech. What are Tluliyais? Rashi says they're mounds that are near a city. Beinliyah, Beinliderech. Echa Chadashis, Echa Yishenais. Echa Yishanais, sorry. Tzayat, they're new, and Tzayat, they're old. Tameyais, Tetanis. Harachaikais, the ones that are further away. Chadashis, Tahirais, Yishanais, Tameyais. Ezel, Kraivais. Where Ramea gets the number 60, I'm not sure. Maybe the normal life of a person. That person remembers things, but starts remembering things from when he's around Bar Mitzvah. Before Bar Mitzvah doesn't count. So until 60 years later, so maybe that's where he gets his number of 60 years. There's nobody who could remember when it was established. When the man was established. So what's the shaila here? Why should the Tululiyais be shyless of burying? And why should the why should be shyless of burying? So the Gemara explains. My ear or my derech. He went ear mamish, derech mamish mesfeika. You think that every place with this amount of earth, the suffix, we're just going to call it tane? The Gemara means it's not even a suffix. A suffix is when you have a reason to suspect. Irish Lakish said, Ilam Matsu Batara at Yisrael. They don't look to be Maisif Tuma. They always found reasons to be Matara at Yisrael. So we don't go and make Tuma. So where is the place that this Mishnah always creates Tuma? Omer Zera, Yir Asmuch LeBeis HaKvaris, Derech Beis HaKvaris. We're not talking about any mound. We're talking about a mound near a Beis HaKvaris, or Yir. Okay, Yir, we think of a city with a million people. Yir means a neighborhood. A neighborhood that's around the Beis HaKvaris, there's Shailus of Tumah. That's 20th Avenue, which goes right through Washington Cemetery, a claim should avoid. The 20th or 21st that goes... When there's a blinking yellow light, which is the road turns like that, the 21st. I think Camp Aguda, I don't know why they do it there, because really Kainim shouldn't go there. Camp Aguda accepts Kainim. They really shouldn't. Kainim has no business going there. That's Mamish Tail, that's right, Lebeis HaKvaris. Knowing that, it was a Beis HaKvaris before they made the road. It was right to a Beis HaKvaris. At any rate, so in those places, the Chayshish that is Tomah. Why are we chayish? So the Gemara explains the zimnim that is surrounding Beit Hashmash, so mikru kavru b'zim. So he says bishlam etera Beis Hakvaris and Mitzrayim Beit Hashmash b'tel b'tel. It's late and they want to bury and it's late. They're going to run. They're already bury on the side of the road. They don't have enough time to get to the Beis Hakvaris. So that I understand. And let your asul the Beis Hakvaris. Cool, the Beis Hakvaris is ugly. People don't bury in town. I'm Reb Chanina. You're right. For Mesim, you're right. Why do we chayish shvom et hashem? Nashim kaiver shom neflayim u'mekishin zeray yisayim. Gemara here says a chiddush that women bury their nefallim, and a nefil is metame. We had in Pesachim last year in Daftes the case of the Eishes Kayim who threw her nefil into a bar, and then her husband went and peeked over the bar to see what it was. So we had over there that a nefil is metame ba'ayil. Gemara there said. And it's a spectator that maybe it was right to be mitar, maybe not, and maybe that little animal came and dragged it away. But on Kapana we learned then that a nafel was mitar by. It's the same thing here, the nashim kaiver sham deflayim. Umukeshchin zeray yisayim. And people, in the time of Chazal, umukeshchin very often they had to amputate limbs. So they buried their limbs there. Ad chamishim ama ozu, ihi luchuda. A woman is not going to go too far on her own. So, till Chamishim Amuchai, she went. say Dabri Inish Badal Besak Baraswas. But as far as she really takes takes someone with her, and she ends up going to the Besak Baras. So the Beret Yisrael Loi Machzakim. Therefore, normally we're not Machzik Tum Beret Yisrael, and if it's Tvei, we're not Machzik Tum. But in these couple of cases, we are Machzik Tum. This is the Gemara. We've already had a Ksuvah Zayt again Yanim that have come in. The Shabbos we had in the first parak, the Avelus. This is a side Ksuvah, but which is Yisaitistic. You should know generally when you have Agav, if in the middle of Ksuvah you have a Baba Kama Ksuvah, so the Ksuvah is in Baba Kama. It's not there mostly here. But if you have Zeroyim or Taris in Gemara, it's usually this is the main Ksuvah, even though it seems to be Derech Agav. There is a Nidai, actually two Shabbos, where this is the sugya which it's totally is. Shaila is whether halacha requires a person to bury an aver which was detached min hachai. Whether it's necessary to bury. Aver min ha-meis, there's no shaila. You see, when they have the bombing in Eretz Yisrael, they collect all the parts of the meis. A meis, you bury even a drop of blood of a meis, we bury. Shaila is min hachai. Blood from hachai, you don't bury it. Someone's bleeding, he doesn't collect the blood and bury it. The question is, if a person has to have a limb which is amputated. Or I remember Reuven Fein, when he was a shiva here, at one point he had a diseased kidney that was removed. So then also, he came back to yeshiva, the question was about burying the kidney. The question is really two shaylos. Does an aver have to be buried? And does basar min achai have to be buried? The aver is something that has a bone in it. A kidney is not considered an aver. Lagabi ramachi varim, it's an aver, but lagabi burial, that's called basar min achai. And an aver min achai, the Agamara says, kai v'sham aver aim. The shayl of whether it's necessary to bury the aver on it. That's one shayla. Second shayla is whether the fallen have to be buried. A woman has a miscarriage. Miscarriages are, much more common than people think. Because most miscarriages happen in the first few months of pregnancy. So people don't know that this woman is pregnant. But they're common. It's not uncommon. And the question is, if that nafeld, which is removed, after 40 days of pregnancy, the nafeld already has a certain form, and whether it has to be buried or not. This is the shayla. So each of these shaylas are discussed in Achrayim, and they're really totally in how you learn the subject. First, the issue of Eivarim. If Eivarim minachai need burial, there are actually three shittas on how to teach this Gemara. If you say yes or no, what's the third choice? I'll go through the three sheets. First, really the earliest tshuva I know of on this topic is Mishus Yaakov. Mishus Yaakov was a couple of hundred years ago. Chelik Beis, tshuva Kuf Aleph. And he says there's no chiyuv to bury Eivarim. There's no chiyuv to bury Eivarim. Our Gemara. He says, the Gemara only says that people do it. People do it. What are they going to do with a neighbor? So they bury it. They'll leave it laying around. So our Gemara only says that people do it, which is people do it. It's not a halacha that has to be there. Yeah. Oh, it's the Tame, that there's no question. Okay, good. Shusyak is good, but it's not the Shusyak and Sheet. That's one of the three. Okay, one second. The Shusyak holds is no Chi of Kavura. And he learns Chad and our Gemara is just that people did it. What's his raya that there's no chi of kavura? It's based on the Gemara Sanhedrin, not Mem Zayin. The Gemara says, why do we bury bodies, dead bodies? We bury. There's a pasuk, perfect. The Gemara says, shayla, do we bury people meisim mishum kapara or mishum bizyayne? Gemara has two reasons. I think it's above on the table. Mishum kavura kapara. Kapara means that it's a kapara for a person that his body is buried for the sake of the nifta. Mishum b'ziyayne means It's a b'zayin achayim to have dead bodies laying around. It's a b'zayin for the living people. A kreidim, it should be a body. It's a b'zayin. The Gemara says, Mishum kapara, Mishum b'zayine, nakamina. The Gemara says, my nakamina. Nakamina, if a person is meichel. Before he dies, he says, I don't want to be buried. It is Mishum kapara. If you want to give me meichel, for his sake. If it's Mishum b'zayine, then he can't be meichel. It's a b'zayin for others. This is what it says in the Gemara. Zach di Shvus Yaakov, bearing a neighbor. Kapara is not shaykh. The person is still alive. I can have a kapara to bury his neighbor. The kapara is not shaykh. Bizyayne, he could clear. He could clear. Is Bizyayne only a whole body that's not buried? Or but since the Gemara says, well, my nafgamina, it doesn't say the nafgamina of burying a varin. So it's mistaber that just like the reason of kapara does not apply to Eivarin, the reason of Bizyayne doesn't apply. But the Gemara doesn't say this is a nafgamina. So he says, so vice versa, that there's no chiyuv to bury. That's the sheet of the Shvus Yaakov, that since there's no kapara, so he holds Bizyayne is also not, and the Meila is no din kvura, and he holds that there's no chiyuv to bury even an Eivar, koshkein basar minachah. The what? What? We'll get to that. He doesn't talk about it. He talks about it. The opposite sheet that connected this is Digris Maisha. Maisha has a number of tshuvas. Chelak Aleph, Reish Lamed Aleph, and Reish Lamed Beis. Chelak Aleph of Yeridaya, and the Chelak Gimel of Yeridaya, it's Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. Rav Maisha holds that is a fee of Kvura. One is obligated to bury. And he has two rayas. One is our Gemara. Now, Mistaber, he says that in our Gemara, in their mind, Chayish is automatically Tanei, just because some people decide to bury the Eivarim there. So, Ramesha Nemzan, that there's an absolute fear for this. Aneva Menachai. He brings a second raya from the Gemara in Nazir, that Mem Gimel. The Gemara says that a Kayin. I mentioned this on Friday, the Kayin is not metame to an aver of his father, only to the body of his father. The very Kayin's metame to Shiva Kreider. That's only if it's a body, not if it's an aver. Gemara learns this out of a pasuk. So Gemara Nazir, that Mem Gimel, learns it out of a pasuk. Rector of Maisha, if there's no chi of Kavura, then of course the Kayin is not metame to the aver of his father. The whole heter of a kayin being the tamer to his father is because of the mitzvah kavura. It's because of the mitzvah kavura. Once misari lekatafim, once he took care of the burial, he's not a tamer anymore. So Zakhar of Maisha, from there, since why do I need a pasuk to be mamayim? Why would I have a havamili to be the tamer to an aver of a kayin? Must be because there's a chi of kavura. This is Ramesha's raya. Ramesha holds the opposite of the Shvus Yaakov. Shvus Yaakov says absolutely no chi of kavura. Ramesha says there is a chi of kavura. What about basar min achai? So basar min achai, it looks like Ramesha's misopic. In the earlier tshuva, he says who adin basar min achai? Without any rayas, he says it's mistaver that the basar min achai is like ever min achai. But in the later Chuvis, he seems to be chayzer from that. He seems to hold that there's no obligation basam and achai, so it's like invalahav or afi of the other, it's not clear what he holds about basam and achai. This is Ramesh's Shita. So you have one sheet that says no, one sheet that says yes. The in-between Shita is the night of Yehuda, which Ramesh quotes, I think, in two out of the three Chuvis I mentioned to you. The Yehuda learns that the Etzem is no chiyuv kavura. The reason that they bury is midin tumah. That's what I was saying before. That af dinei kafar tikvarenu bayayimahu, you don't have to bury. Why do you have to bury? Because we're afraid that a kayin will be metama bayo, that it'll come into a room or into a building, and a kayin will be metama. He says in our Gemara, when it says Kaivrei Shams or Isaiah, the pshat is they bury it in Shantumah. And there's a very strong raya to this from Rashi. Because if you look at Rashi, look at Shchin, three lines, three Rashis before the Mishnah, right? Look at Shchin, Avraham Neichman, Mishachai Tchenaisan. Rashi says, Ve'eva v'nachai, mitama ke'eva v'nameis. And Aver comes off a chai, mitama v'ayol, just like Eva v'nameis. Why does Hashem say that for? Now Rashi could be saying it because of the tail, Chayshish on the tail. But it could be that Rashi is saying it to explain why the Mukishchin bury there. That the reason they bury is because of a chashashtum. So Al Kopanim, the Neid Bihuda holds that mitzad dinei kvura, there's no chiyav kvura. Mitzad dinei tumas kayanim, shalayavi lemichshayel. There is a minig or a chiyuv of what they either Maisha calls it to bury. Nafgamina, Zakr of Maisha, that according to the Neid Bihud, there's only either minachai which have to be buried. Basar, kidney, is not metame ba'ayel. Basar is only metame if it's rive of the maize. And it's only metame ba'ayel. And therefore, Maisha says, according to the Neid Bihud, if it's just basar, then there's no chiyuv. Even more of Maisha says, if they want it, what do they do? They remove an organ. They take out a diseased kidney. What they do with it is they use it for medical research. You know, throw it in the garbage. They use it. So Maisha says that if you hold like the Neid Bihuda of Shashtuma, so you must have used the Aver for whatever research they do. Because it's not going to end up mutl b'shuk. It's not something that's going to be in the garbage can. It's something that they're going to do research. And if they remind us, once they finish studying, it's an Eivet HaKlaster. It's not an Eivet Shalom. Whatever they do to it, they certainly master it. Not an Eivet Shalom anymore. That's not a Tami either. Well, Neid Bihuda assumes that the reason for Zion doesn't apply because he's saying there's no Chiyuv Kavura. So Zakr of Maisha, Neid Bihuda is a big Kuma. Neid Bihuda is saying that you should bury it. Because it's a shusyak, it's a bit of a daichi to say that everyone did. But Chayshish, they buried it just because they did it. So Neid Bihuda is sort of the best of both worlds. He's saying, Taka, they used to bury it for halachic reasons. Even. It shouldn't come any day soon. And it's not a cover to Kperenu, they can din. Taka, there's no kapara, there's no bizyayne. But it's also din too. That's why they used to bury it. Neid Bihuda is a sheet in between. Kidding. You're saying it's a bazillion, so maybe it is a bazillion, maybe it's not. The Gemara says a full body is a bazillion. Does it say if an Aver is considered a bazillion? It is, I don't know. Maybe who then should Yaakov assume that that's not the Yaine enough to be Mechayat Kavur? Terry said, come to bring a whole body. A whole body is more of a bazillion. If it's a small amount of bazillion, that's not enough to be included in the Pasuk of Kavur to bring a man. So these are the three shittas. Maisha holds the raya from Nazir is a starker raya in the case of the Kayin, although Ramesha himself in the later tshuva says it's not so pashut. So Ramesha assumes the Kayin is only mitama to something that there's a big kvura on. Ramesha brings it to Machlekes Rishayim, really. So there are answers to Ramesha's raya. So basically, you have three ways to learn Agamar. It's three ways to learn either they used to bury it because they just did it, like the Shushyakai, they buried it because of the Chi of Kvura, like Rav Maisha, or they buried it because of Tumah, like Nazir, the three of the Gemara. The Gemara in Nazir, which Rav Maisha brings to Zariah, Zariah to Rav Maisha, that you need a Pasik, the Kayan could be Metama, that the Kayan should not be Metama, vice versa, there's a Chi of Kvura, because there's a Havam, I mean, he should be. That Raya is Talois of Rav Maisha. If the insight is true, that a Kayan is only Metama to things that need burial. If you hold the Kayan's on the Talmud, the things that need burial, then it's a good raya. Why do I need a pasuk between the Mayan and Aver? If I say that Aver needs burial. But if you don't hold it to your side, if you hold the Kayan even the Talmud, even not mitzad dinei burial, and that raya is also not a raya. Well, maybe, see, the Shusyaki is a bit of a daichik. Agamara is not just saying that there was once a person who buried his Aver. saying that we're chayshin on every tail because people bury. So what do you mean because people bury? There's no chiyuv kavura. You just say people bury. What? Okay, the Shusyakim doesn't say that. The Nabi Yehuda says that, and Nafkamina is the Shusyakim Lamaisa tells people you don't have to bury. Like the Yehuda Lamaisa tells people that you have to bury. So these are 3 days in the Gemara. Now the Shaila of burying the fallen, burying a Nafal, obviously could be the same exact Shakla Vitaria. You learn Agamara that they just used to do it, or they had to do it, or it's because of Tumah. It could be that it's the same thing. Except that here we have another Gemara, the Gemara of Sachem Dat Tes. It says that a woman had a nafal and threw it into a bar. See, here we have a Rishon, that Gos Maimini says that there's no mitzvah to bury the fallen. Things arise in that Gemara, which is Mashma, that they used to just throw the nafal into a bar and not bury it, because if this fellow was looking into the bar to see if he could see the what's there, obviously it wasn't buried. So here that Gos Maimini says that there's no chiyuv kavura. And the Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, the Mitzvah Kuf Chav Vav, the Kaf Chav. Magen Avraham says that it does need kavura. The Gemara Pesachim, the Magen Avraham says, who says that's not kavura? You throw it into a bar. Maybe that is kavura. If you don't cover it with her. And here we have a Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah paskins. That there's a fee of kavura, that one should bury a nafal. He brings a Magen Avraham Allah and the Talmud, and he says you should bury. And we still don't know if that's Mishum Tumah or Mishum Kavar Tikvarenu. But the Mishnah Berurah says that Lamaisa, a person should bury a nafal. There's a Tshuva in the Binyan Siyam. Who says that the whole din of Tumas Nefalim in Agamara is Mishum Tumah. Basically, the Binyan Siyan is the same as the Nagvi Yehuda by Eivar. What we'll do is, by Eivar we have 3 sheetas. Shusyaka said, you don't have to bury, just people did it. That's the same as the Gos Maimini. He said, by Nefalim, you don't have to, just people did it. The Nagvi Yehuda said that it's a din Mishum Tumah. And in the Tshuva in the Binyan Siyan, Tshuva Kuf Yud Tes, who says that it's a just Mishum Tumah, not Ikra Din. Then you have Kenegar of Maisha, who held that it's Ikra Din. The Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah seem to say the same thing, that burying a nafal is Ikra Din. As a matter of fact, one of the rayas of the Magen Avraham is almost exactly the same as Ramesh. Magen Avraham brings a raya, because there's a Xeris HaKosov, that a Kayin is not Metama, his child is a Nafal. Magen Avraham says, why do you need a Pasik that a Kayin is not Metama, to his own child who became a Nafal? Zakhtar Ramesh, Zakhtar Magen Avraham, it's a raya that there's a Chiyuv Kavura. Because since there's a Chiyuv Kavura, I would think the Kayin should be Metama, so I need a Xeris HaKosov. Magen Avraham seems identical to Rav Maishan, except that Magen Avraham is talking about Nefalim and Rav Maishan is talking about Eivar. Just like we have 3 sheetahs there, we have 3 sheetahs here. It's interesting, the place can talk about Nefalim, they bring here Rav Maishan has a tshuva about bearing a nafal too. They bring that, the Gemara in Kesubis, I think it's in the last parak, that says that a nafal, stillborn child, gets up at Tiyas HaMeisim and is a person. That's the title of my book. The Gemara says, from when is a person to God Elam Abba? The Chin is from Zriya, from the time of conception. The Agadah of the Gemara, the area of Kufir Aleph, or so. And what? So he says that a Nafal is considered a Nafal, considered a person. And if it goes to Elam Abba, so the Stani has Tiyas HaMeisim, so burial this also. It's, the Gemara brings a pasuk, the Yatzitzu Meir Ke'esev Aretz, that the Meisim are going to come up like the grass comes up from under the ground. The Gemara brings a second pasuk. And those psukim imply Ke'esev Meisim is from those who are buried. Doesn't say exclusively from those who are buried, but the burial is a trap in Ke'esev Meisim. And the Meila, that goes, fits in with the sheet that the fallen have to be buried. What's interesting is that this whole discussion is everyone brings it to the stuff up. So when you might be Gemara, it's a Derech Agav thing, but they bring it. They bring it from here, from Dafka. There's one topic which is not in this Gemara, and I'm not sure why. And that is, you would think the Shaila of Safek Tumma B'Shasarab in Tar, Safek Tumma B'Shasayachid, his Pameh should be here. You have a tail, and you don't know if somebody's buried there. It should be a din of something. So we should surround the tar. So the Mishnah Reina on the side of Mishnayot, the Yeth Kasha, really ends with a Tzarachim. He says one Nakuda, which I think I mentioned when we had something to Mishnah Sarabim last year. That is, there's a cost of Halach from Sinai. From a pasuk, any something to Mishnah Sarabim is Tarnay. Bishasarabim is tar, Bishasiyachim is tar. The question is, this tail of Bishasarabim should automatically be something to should be tar. Why is it tar? He says it could be that Safek Tumah, the word Bishasarabim doesn't mean like Hilchos Shabbos Bishasarabim. It means where people go. Like in a hospital. That's Safek Tumah Bishasarabim, Bishasiyachim. In Hilchos Shabbos, the hospital is Rosh Hashayachim. But in Hilchos Tumah, it could be it's Rosh Hashayachim because the rabbin walked through the hospital. But he says it's a tail, a mound, people don't walk on it. Like the reverse of a hospital. A hospital in Hilchos Shabbos, Rosh Hashayachim. But here it could be it's Rosh Hashayachim. Here he says the same thing, but the reverse. A tail, Hilchos Shabbos, is part of the Rosh Hashayachim. But people don't walk on the tail. You walk down the straight part of the road. You don't walk on the mound. So he said, maybe that's why the tail has Nimesh HaSayachim. But Safek Tumah is Taka Tameh. And that would fit with our Gemara that Safek Tumah is Tameh. So why the Gemara doesn't bring it? That, he says, unless you'll say that it's HaSayachim, it's understood. And that's why it automatically has it been Tameh. And it is coming to our Gemara. So the Gemara says, Shmami no Rameya, Haisa Hadusa, Achit and Shnin Mitker, Tzveloi Mitker. People's memories last 60 years, which I think is very generous. People remember things up to 60 years ago. Malai, Hasa Vudlai Rani Alei, Avalach Kim Neram Alei, Afa Latu Hanani. Something that a person, Lai Rani Alei, a person doesn't remember. Something that Rani Alei, that he makes an impression on him, that a person remembers even longer. So you need the trick to remember learning is to make an impression on you. That's what I told you at the beginning of Shia. That if you have a nice, so it makes an impression on you. The only last clue that I would speak out here is the Shaila, what's the Havanina? The Havanina is till 60 years. You remember, once you don't remember. What does that mean? Every star is only good till 60 years. Every star, the Adam come, they say it's Taka's signature, but we don't remember. Hmm? Yeah, I'm just saying, Adam, I could understand. Well, 60 years, you can't call them. Most people die a little later than 60 years anyway. So I understand, if you get Adam, you're lying on the Adam, you know you're limited, Adam only live a certain amount of time, and you know, if you take Adam that are 50, 60 years old, then you're taking a chance. Take Adam that's 20 or 30, you're better, you know. The Adim, I can understand, you know you're getting into it. But a star, somebody buys a house. He knows he can own the house for 100 years. Huh? But when does a star check? When it's challenged. Yeah, what I'd like to do, unfortunately, I have to leave Shia a little early today, I have to catch a flight. I'm going to have to stop here now, but for tomorrow there's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Raizit. I'd like you to look at on the topic of the shtar, which the Adim don't remember what happened. Nakuda is in Shulchan Aruch Sin and Vav. All sheets are brought down. You should look up the Rambam right inside and see how sharply they speak to each other on many things. But I'd like you to look at the Shulchan Aruch and the Shachman at Beis. And tomorrow I hope to go through this. Those of you who want to have a little Laila Mazeh, I would suggest you look at the Inismation. I spoke out today, it's pretty geschmack. You have to know, you have to learn how to learn a tshuva. He discusses a sugya that we didn't talk about. You have to know how to sift through a tshuva, try to get the main akudim, and that's in Yisrael Shem of the tomorrow.